The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 5th of April, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. We'll get to the national days in a little bit. We're going to change the schedules around just a little bit today.
Okay.
We'll be giving the flag away earlier than 8:15.
Well, we have Lamalfa calling at 8.
Yeah. So hello.
All right, you
darling.
Look outside, and you know it's freezing out a little bit. You know, not a little bit, but a lot, lot. Slight chance in showers if you're looking outside. It's just a clearing right now, but our highs today will be only 57. It looks like tonight, mostly clear skies and areas of frost with our overnight lows of 36. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 57, overnight lows of 41 with chance of showers once again. And when they say about 30% chance of showers, that, you know, that's an iffy thing. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 63. We're still in that chilly down comforter weather. Sunday night, mostly clear with 41. Now, Sunday and Tuesday, we go back up to 70 and 78. So you guys know what it's like to have the allergies, but thank God for the rains, because I don't know about you guys, but the other day walking in the back out of the studio to take Buford for a walk, I could taste the pollen on my tongue. And that's why this, I don't know if these are allergies or it's a cold. I feel like it's just severe allergies that... So thank God for the rain, and that's our forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson, 365-3793. Again, 57 today, our highs, overnight lows of 36. And it's Friday, pet of the week. Oh, my God, you can get in trouble. I know we've gotten good trouble. With us this morning is Katrina and?
And Reed.
And Reed. Welcome to the show this morning. We have visited you recently.
Yes, you have. That was a good visit.
And you came out. I love that. Four women that launched the new home of Buford, the dog who we discovered just only two weeks ago here on KCNR when you came in for Pet of the Week. And I said to Carl, oh my, I think we could maybe do an arrangement where we could have this dog in our lives. And you were here, Katrina?
Yes. It was a very wonderful morning, for sure.
And there's something I want to share with our listeners that is very, there's something very fulfilling in one's heart when you know that you're saving an animal, because he's been in the shelter since January.
Yes, he was with us for a lot longer than you'd think, with how amazing his temperament and personality is.
Yeah, 72 days. I didn't know that until you announced it to everybody. And there's cheers and yelling,
yeah.
And I was kissed and
yeah,
and
licked
and licked and so.
And not necessarily from the dog. It's
yeah,
Friday. We can
story,
go there.
Story licks me one more time on the face. He's had it. I'm gonna rip his tongue out. Okay, now you've got another. I tell you what. Buford, you're lucky we saw you first, because you've got Jedediah today.
Jedediah is a very special dog. First off, he's very interesting looking. We have him as a Dutch Shepherd mix.
Yes.
You know, they're kind of more brindly looking, but he's definitely a mix. But he's a gorgeous dog. He's about 50 pounds, and he's 2 years old, and he is so affectionate. He is definitely a lap crawler. He wants to crawl up into your lap and give you kisses. But he's a very smart dog. He learns things very quickly. And I feel like he's one of those dogs that's a good mix of very energetic and playful and, like, you know, wants to play, wants to do activities, but also wants a lot of physical affection. You know, he's not just about running around all day and doing his own thing. He really seems to love being around people a lot.
He seems like it. He came up to me immediately. He was licking my hands, and I'm going to wash him so I don't want Buford getting jealous. And yeah, Buford's out in the truck right now, and only because we didn't know. They would probably have a great time.
Oh, my gosh.
Those two. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jedediah's
similar temperament.
Well. Yeah. Definitely that happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, and just want to say to you that you, you know, and tell our listeners, I talked about it last night on my show, that right now the shelter, Haven Humane, has some amazing, amazing dogs. Because we were there, we actually, you know, it's hard for me to even walk in.
Yeah.
But I could walk in knowing I was going to walk out with one.
Yeah.
But they have some beautiful dogs like this one right here. Jedediah.
Incredible.
Yeah. So what, are there any special, anything that we need to know that's going on with Haven besides this Friday, what's happening this next week or, you know, in the month of April with Haven?
Yeah, I would say the next major thing we have going on is Putt for Paws, our charity golf tournament, and that's in May. I know we don't have too much going on this month, but just like you said, we have a ton of incredible dogs, just with amazing social personalities that are looking for homes, and of course, we have a lot of them. So definitely, if you've been thinking about adding someone to your family, it's a good time to come on down, especially with the weather getting nicer, because it's a lot easier to walk them when it's not pouring rain.
Though I have. So, and it doesn't seem to bother Buford. And this morning I was out, and I had just had a sweatshirt on, and I was about, 10 minutes into it, and I said, you know, this is cold out here.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem to bother him at all.
Yeah.
So
yep. Anyway, we're going to tell you more about how can we find the pet of the week. I mean, what do we need to do? You're going to be doing the rounds. Has he been on the news yet in the morning?
He was. He was on the news this morning, so he made his TV debut, and he did fantastic. If you're interested in him, our adoption center opens at 11. You can always give us a call at 530-241-1653. You can also come down if you want to see Jedediah. And meet with him. He is really friendly. He's done great with people, and he's also done really well with other dogs as well. But if you have a dog in your home, definitely bring them with so they can meet and have a little play date. And
he's a real interesting kind of a grayish color. If it was a horse, I'd call it a Grulla, and it's kind of that grayish color.
Okay.
And but he is he's just really a nice dog, and we are not sorry we went down there and got Buford. I mean,
changes your life instantly.
It changes your life.
You know, you have to get yourself ready for the responsibility of it.
Exactly.
But it is a wonderful addition as well. So thank you, ladies. It's very reasonable, and they're so wonderful and helpful in getting this animal to you. They're vetted. They're fit. They're fixed, they're chipped, they're shot. I mean, they're ready to go.
Yep, they're ready to go home. And Jedediah, you look like, you know what, you're going to get adopted, buddy, because you've got nothing but smiles on your face.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, ladies.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, and we're going to give away American flag.
April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday, brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Good morning! On this Friday, how are you? Okay, the sun is bursting through. How beautiful. Well, from the eye of the downtown studios with our beautiful new window, we can see out and look over, what is it called, the Something Lodge. I wish I knew the, you know, with the Thunderbird Lodge or whatever that is across from us, but slight chance of showers today with a high of 57, overnight lows of 36. Buford's in the studio. We're trying to train him to be a studio dog. Hey, you know, I just want to share with you, and Carl will be back in the studio in a second, that last night on my North State Now show at 6 o'clock, you can go back into the archives. I had Maria Orozco on talking and sharing with our listeners about her personal journey in health. And the reason being is because I also had Terry Morlock on, who's we're going to be putting this event on at the rodeo grounds for the Friday. It's called Chicks and Chaps, and it's one of my favorite events. And so Terry Morlock, who's on the committee, we were talking about what the event was, but it's really a breast cancer awareness fundraiser, and the money stays local. It doesn't go into brick or mortar or anything like that. It's all volunteer. And so Maria Orozco was talking about, you know, getting the DNA test because it runs in her family. And then graciously, Dr. Lauren Strickland called in right after surgery to be on the phone, and tell us, as well, because she's keynote speaker that day. I think there's 6 tickets left. And that is on May 17th, and it goes from 10 to 2, and it's going to be, I mean, it's $100 a ticket, and know that your funds are going for wonderful things. It stays local. Trust me, I've been involved with this. I emcee this event. I've been involved with this event for quite some time. We have a great committee. I'm on the board to help with this as well. So I see all the back the stuff that's going on in the background, how hard these ladies are working to put this thing on. This time it's going to be under a tent with round tables. We've got Serena Catrice, who's going to be doing music for the event, wonderful goodie bags, and some of the tickets. I think you get the tickets also include the rodeo at night. So if you and a friend and you want to do something special, I think there's only 6 tickets left for the public. So, and I will be giving 2 tickets away, not today, but 2 tickets away, probably next week we'll start a little, contest. And by the way, we also are going to be giving away a flag, the United States flag. Usually we do this at 8:15, but we've got Doug LaMalfa calling in today. So, and he usually, is a full hour program and we don't want to interrupt him with anything. So the United States Tough Tax 3x5 flag. This is
Made in America.
Yeah, and it's from the Flag Center, by the way, that's located on Hilltop Drive.
You just heard their ad.
Yeah.
And so we've been giving these away, and we've lots and lots of entries. So.
And do we do this now?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you reach in there? There's a bunch of names that have either Facebooked in or called in, and they're folded up in little square, so we're going to pull one out now, and what do you see
and
there?
If you've won one before and your name is still in here because you entered several times, please give us a call so we can give this to somebody that doesn't have one. And the winner is Chris. You've won the flag, and
phone number?
524-55, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
And so, Chris, you've won the flag. You can come in and pick it up this morning, or just any time. We're going to have it out front for you. So,
congratulations, Chris.
Congratulations, and thanks for entering. So, okay, put that over there on the flag. There we go. Okay, things that are going on. Lots of things going on. You know, the election's over, but not so fast.
Are we talking local?
Local election.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to hear.
The one of the candidates in District 2 claims fraud and demands a recount and a judicial review. Laura Hobbs filed a request for a review of the entire election, along with her request for a recount, alleging in the suit multiple counts of fraud occurred and among other accusations. She has said, why is my... computer doing it. Oh, she has said that she's not by herself. There's several other members also that are saying this, and that several issues she claims were present from her name not being first on the ballot. I don't know how they do that. I don't know how they put their names on the ballot. It's not alphabetical order, I don't believe. I think they just kind of like draw names, but I'm not sure. Maybe somebody will call me and tell me. Said that alleged mistakes she and others and several others saw involved in the suit now. And she says, based off the allegations, she should have had more than 500 more votes than she ended up with, which would have put her in a runoff with declared winner Alan Long. I think there was only like, 25 votes would have made a big difference, and it would have made the, it would have brought Alan Long's 50.12% down to 49 or something like that, and then that would have caused a runoff, and Laura Hobbs had the second largest amount of votes. Long answered and says, the handwritten documents I've seen from Ms. Hobbs are very confusing, nonsensical, and legally deficient. Her lawsuit appears to be more unsubstantiated attacks on our elections department. I am confident in our election staff. Do not anticipate any changes in the results. I look forward to serving in the county as District 2 supervisor. So, Dave, so there's going to be a lawsuit on that.
Why is it always such a mess?
Well,
it's just
mess. After Trump lost, as we all know, when he lost in the election, he claimed that there was fraud, and there was so many changes in the rules because of COVID during that time, that it was quite, it was interesting to see legislatures change the voting system that was in the Constitution without changing the Constitution in one state. And there's been allegations throughout America. Now, the ones who have, that, many suits were brought, none of them were found to either, they didn't have standing in the courts or whatever it was. So, but there's still people out there that believe that, the system is rigged. I mean, you might ask, you know, Kevin Cry, who won by 50 votes in his district, and there has been no, his opponents have not called for a recount or anything like that. Anyway, but this was close, you know, 12, 20 votes would cause a runoff.
See, this is why it's so important when you say, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, it sure does. It sure does. Okay, I want to, you know, switch gears a little bit because my girlfriend lives in Texas. And she said, oh, my God, they brought out the National Guard. She said, now, I'm not sure if that's for the border or what, but American cities in the path of Monday solar eclipse are ramping up preparations for an influx of visitors.
Oh, yeah.
Thousands are already on their way to areas with the best views. As experts predict, U.S. economy could receive a $1 billion boost from eclipse tourism. So just
the only way we're going to see it out here is on the TV or on social media, because the swath goes from California up to the Northeast. It's not out here.
Well, we were up at the doggy park when that one eclipse happened. Yeah. And we got the glasses.
Do we still have those glasses?
Yeah. And
we don't need them here for this.
No, but I mean, it's, you know.
Oh, and if you are traveling to see the solar eclipse, and a lot of people are, there's airline flights that are just going to follow the eclipse.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the thing is you'll see all these, glasses for sale. Well, you ought to make sure that they truly are for staring at the sun for any length of time and not just a couple pieces of plastic somebody sold you for $5. So.
Well, let's go back. Let's go to the Baltimore Bridge. Okay, so President Joe Biden is going to be visiting today. There were 6 workers who died in the collapse, but they're also looking for significant updates since the disaster halted vessels in the port, critical to local and national economies. Clearing a channel will also allow for the continued search for the 4 construction workers believed to have been trapped by steel and concrete during the collapse. There's people missing.
Well, yeah, and they're caught in a wreckage, and the water is murky, and it's dangerous to try and get the bodies out. I think they've found a couple of them, and it's just difficult getting them out, which doesn't help the families at all.
No,
but still, you don't want to lose more people in a case like this by trying to get out somebody that was killed in this horrible incident.
And I know before we went on to, we kind of jumped over there, we were talking about politics. I don't know. It's just really weird with the two, you know, who we have with candidates on a presidential level that's coming up. Judges have denied former President Trump's recent request to dismiss 3 criminal cases against him in Georgia, the election interference case, and the federal classified documents case. The judges rejected bids by the presumptive 2024 GOP presidential nominee to have those cases thrown out.
I was wrong. I have to admit it. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
All right.
You can see
a
partial eclipse from up here.
Okay, partial.
In Redding, a partial solar eclipse will start around 10:20 a.m. on Monday, with the maximum partial eclipse visible at 11:18 a.m. At that point, 30% of the sun will be obscured by the moon.
All right.
And it's going to end around 12:15. So we can see part of it. So,
all right.
Same thing.
Pull out those glasses.
Don't go out there and stare at it.
Don't
put your regular sunglasses on. Get these little solar eclipse glasses.
And when we come back, I want to talk about a really incredible thing that movies are made of. But this has happened in real time recently. When we get back.
And I've got something stuck in my craw that I've got to talk about that just torqued my jaws yesterday, and it's nothing new, but it's just something that's indicative of what's going on in our nation right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Stones. That's Cornerstone and Four Winds Jewelry.
I like it.
Four Stones, Four Winds Jewelry. voted best in the North State in the Record Searchlight extravaganza. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We love these guys. They've been around 30-plus years. Leonard started the business, and Rebecca and Henry bought it from him, gosh, now 10 years ago, I guess, something like that. It's been a long time. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have a great selection of jewelry, everything you can imagine, at very fair prices. They repair jewelry. They design jewelry. They've got it all there at Four Winds Jewelry, and the only watch repairman in the whole area. Is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Located again at 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. And it's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now is the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supply's spring sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220, or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 5th of April. 7:34 in the morning, and it's a little chilly out there, but got the sun out. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business 17 years, and they are a local bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. People running the bank that you know, local board of directors, the whole thing. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by any of the branches. Okay, what is this about movies and what's happening?
All right, so the FBI and the Los Angeles Police Department are investigating one of the largest cash heists in the city's history after as much as $30 million was stolen from a money storage facility. I don't know. Is this an inside job, folks? The burglary happened on the on the night of Easter Sunday.
Wait a minute. I thought you said this was a movie.
I always think about
Oh, okay.
You know, like the, yeah. What do you call it? The 12, what's it called? You know, Brad Pitt and, you know,
yeah.
What's it called? 12.
Ocean's 12,
yeah. The burglary happened on the night of Easter Sunday at a facility in Sylmar, a suburban neighborhood in the San Fernando Valley where cash from businesses across the region is handled and stored. Burglars gained access to the building and entered the vault without setting off the alarms. Investigators believe it was a sophisticated group based on their ability to evade detection.
Oh, really?
A law enforcement source told CNN. One area of focus for the investigation is whether the group had inside knowledge of the facility, said the source, who added that the heist was discovered on Monday.
Well, $30 million.
Yeah.
Okay, so
storage facility.
If it's a movie, you know, they tunnel underneath and then they tunnel up into the it seems to me.
Inside?
Just to me, if you've got that much money being held, that you would have sensors all around the place. You would have anything. You'd have lasers going on. You'd have, and even if you opened up the door, so they found a way of that alarm system to hack into it and make it continue to look like it's working. And bypass everything. And they just went in there and said, and then they, you know how much $30 million worth of just dollars is? I mean, they were having to take that out on trams.
They entered the vault without setting off the alarms. The investigators believe it was a sophisticated group based on their ability to evade detection. So, you know, I mean, you think about some of the smartest people are criminals, that they take this, they somehow, maybe they figured out that there's a sound or they can, I don't know. I have no idea.
I would just think they'd have to get to the alarm system somehow.
And know about the alarm system.
And bypass it in such a way that it doesn't, if it's turned off. Of course, alarms go on down wherever they're watching it. But so they were able to bypass it and keep the alarm system on, but yet turn it off in the vault and all the surrounding area. I was tasked one time when I was in the service to try to get into a nuclear a facility that was holding plutonium. That they wanted to check their system. They had outside fences, they had cameras. Getting over into the facility was no problem. You just had to look at where the cameras were at. And this is how we went over the fence. We threw a rug over the fence, climbed over the fence. But once you got into the building, things changed dramatically. And there were systems in there that I can't talk about or anything like that. That would make your life really, really hard. However, if you got in there, getting out and getting away was a cinch. So, yeah. I mean, of course, things have progressed a lot. This was 30 years ago. But this thing here, there's got to be if they ever catch them, it makes you wonder if they're going to catch them. Okay, this is what's torqued me.
Okay, what's in your craw?
I went and got gasoline yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I got gasoline yesterday.
Filled your truck.
Filled my truck up. And it already had a quarter of a It already had a quarter of a tank, a little bit over a quarter of a tank in it. $80 later, 16 gallons. And I'm sitting here watching, and this was the cheapest place in town. And then I see something today that gas prices rose for the second consecutive week and reached an average of $4.90 per gallon, as opposed to last week's $4.80 per gallon. Now, this is when I look at Biden's ideas of, you know, of supporting the middle class, and Newsom's. Newsom doesn't care. He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He's never worried about money ever in his life, or a lot of his friends. And if you remember when we're all being locked out of restaurants and for COVID and restaurants going out of business, he's at the French Laundry, which at first I thought was a brothel. But it's not. It's a very exclusive restaurant. It takes years to get into. Yet there he was. And now with this gas thing, do they ever, I mean, is it in their minds why people are upset with the economy, with inflation, that if you're spending $4.90 a gallon for gas, and how many places do you see around town? They're $5 for gas, for a gallon of gas. People need to get to work. You need to have the groceries delivered. You need to have things moved by trucks. And diesel is more expensive than gas in many places. This is why people are upset. And when I hear Biden economics, I throw up in my mouth. And this is something I'm going to talk to Congressman LaMalfa, who will be on at 8:05 this morning, is, Congressman, we're getting killed out here. And every time we turn around, there's another billionaire, there's another $5 billion going to other countries, the people we don't know. And there's Biden forgiving school loans that people took out. If you want to forgive loans, Biden, why don't you do it for the people that took loans out from the Small Business Administration during COVID to keep their businesses open and are still in business? Why, what, you know, you want to forgive some loans? Why don't you forgive those? Anyway, that, you know, I know everybody's feeling it just like I am. And, you know, your family, like my family, if you're getting gas, it's like, okay. And there are some families out there, okay, I got to get gas so I can get to work, but what don't we have? And then when you add the $20 an hour fast food salaries, prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up everywhere. I saw where school cafeterias, they're losing people. Why? Because the people working in cafeterias are now going to go out and work in McDonald's or Carl's Jr. or Taco Bell or these places because they get paid $2 an hour more or $3. So, yeah, the state of California, God bless them. And now they're trying to figure out how to cut $16 billion out of the budget. And why do I just kind of think that, let's see who else we can tax. Well, we're not going to touch the gas tax. And because of the cost of fuel and gas and oil, thanks to President Biden, they can't refill up the strategic oil supply. Why? Oh, it's just too expensive. Well, why is it too expensive? It's because of Joe Biden, the Democrats, and their ideas about how to run this country. I'm not a Trump aficionado, trust me. But I just don't know if we can do another 4 years of staggering from one disaster to another. The Middle East is at war. The Ukraine and Russia at war. Sweden joins NATO. Why? Because they're sure that Russia's just going to keep pushing. What the hell is going on here? The Chinese are circling Taiwan with warships. There's got to be a better way of doing this, my friends. There's got to be a better way of doing this. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business, a locally-owned business right here in town that is the expert when it comes to repairing windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst will fix that windshield and guarantee it for the life of the windshield. Doesn't take a chance with your family's safety, whether it's a truck, a car, or an RV. Jeff will fix them. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. We've used him numerous times, as have our friends and people calling us and say, hey, we went down there and we just had a, he just did an outstanding job. Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Looking for a career? One that helps your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Redding Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Redding Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. Contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tomorrow's the day. Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly. Oh, Nelly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They're on the cusp of all technology that's out there, Guardian heart attack system, TAVR valve replacement. They're a teaching hospital with a residency program, three-year residency program. They've already got 13 in it now and 10 more coming this summer. 2,000 applicants for 10 positions. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And all the 99-cent only stores in America are closing. 371 stores in 40 states are closing. So, Nick, where are you going to go shop?
Well, as a matter of fact, they're just renaming them to dollar and a quarter stores. Hey, you said you're not a Trump aficionado. I'm not a Biden aficionado, but we need to forget who's running for the presidency and remember we're voting on the direction our country's going to take. And we've never had a better comparison. We see where Trump took it for 4 years. Now we see where Biden's taken it for 4 years. So decide where you want your country to go and vote accordingly. And I wanted to correct, well, I didn't want to correct you. I wanted to point out one thing about the Strategic Reserve. President Donald J. Trump left it full.
Yeah, he did.
That's all I got to say.
Gas prices were half of what they are now. That's one of the things I'm talking about. Decisions this administration has made life harder on the middle class and the working class than any president I can think of before now. I mean, you know, in recent history. And it just continues on. And now you're being forced to, former Attorney General Barr is now suing the state of California about their EV, electric vehicle mandates that we have here. This whole thing about forcing people into, you will only drive this kind of car. That's just un-American, in my opinion. We've got to run our economy, we've got to do all these things, and then you see China and India opening up a coal plant like every other week. And why? Because they need electricity, they need power. And what are we doing? Yeah.
Well, you look where Trump took our country. We were prosperous, we weren't in any wars, our borders were secure. Anybody that wanted to work had a job. I remember that there was help wanted in all the storefront windows.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just decide which way you want your country to go. Do you want to be socialist or do you want to be a representative republic?
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Bye.
Okay. What are the things we got going on here that are local? Besides the solar eclipse I was wrong about, you can see it, at least 30% of it. When I see that about gas prices, I just have to, I don't know, it just for some reason yesterday, it got to me. And maybe it's because I was just sitting there thinking about watching people putting $20 worth of gas in their vehicles or 30, and I just saw them standing there, and I was like, gosh, you know, it's the cheapest place in town. The cars are backed up on it, and what's the cheapest price? I think it was like, what, $3.74 or something like that. $3.74, I kept the receipt just for that. Okay, hey, Congressman LaMalfa is going to join us at 8 o'clock. I can't wait to ask him about some of the things that are happening in the world.
In the world. How it's affecting.
And back there in the swamp. But Israel accidentally had a strike on a United Nations convoy and killed everybody in it. And have been accused by one of the people in the UN of doing it on purpose. And Israel has already fired the two guys in charge of that strike. And it's terribly unfortunate it happened. But in war, things happen. I had a column of trucks or of Humvees during Desert Storm. On our side of the berm, this is before Desert Storm started, during Desert Shield. And once the award started, the air award started, we were moving along the berm on the correct side of the berm, and we got attacked by A-10s. And they weren't as accurate as they were later on in the war, but they came over and dropped bombs on us. And we immediately were on the radio saying, don't do that again. So, or we'll go weapons free here, and we've got Stingers with us. So, anyway.
No, that's really that it's because of how we have news and all of the online news as well. I mean, it's all over the place. Israel military fires. This is from CBS. Two officers as probe blames World Central Kitchen deaths.
Now these
on mistaken identification.
That's
a headline from CBS.
Yeah. California Democrat leaders announced Thursday that they had come to an agreement on a plan that reduced the state's staggering multi-billion dollar shortfall by $17.3 billion through a combination of spending cuts, delays, and deferrals. Newsom had $100 billion in surplus during COVID, but the past 2 years have given two separate multi-billion dollar deficits, and last year was $32 billion deficit, and they were able to avoid major spending cuts by making smaller cuts, borrowing, that's always works, and pushing some expenses to future dates, but you're still going to have to pay for them. This year's deficit, $73 billion, over double of last year, according to the Legislative Analyst Office, nonpartisan, said in January the deficit is actually $37 billion. And, of course, he'll say that, which let's just put it in half. Let's just say it's $55 billion. So they're going to tap $13 billion from reserves and cutting $8.5 billion in spending, with about half of those cuts spread across various housing and climate programs. Last month, Newsom and Democratic leaders in both houses announced they agreed on a solution to address the deficit without sharing details. And since they have the supermajority, no matter what common sense that might be brought up by the other party or other ideas, it'll never see the light of day. They're cutting $3.6 billion in primarily one-time funding to some schools, so your school is going to be cut out. Welfare and climate programs, leaving out previously proposed $1.2 billion cuts to housing and homeless programs. This is just after we passed Prop 1 that takes money away from the local counties for mental health help to the people that live here. And they talk these grandiose plans about building all this housing. It's all, to me, I just look at what's happened in the past and everything he has said about housing and building housing and doing this for the homeless and solving these problems has been a lie. It's just not true.
That's strong.
Well, it's they say things knowing that it's if you say something and say, I say to you, honey, I'm going to give you a 4-carat diamond in June. And you go, oh, wow. I say, but you have to clean out the stables every day until June. And you go, yeah, 4-carat diamond. And then comes June, no 4-carat diamond. Did I lie to you?
That is just such a weird analogy.
Okay.
I can't even.
Well, no.
Because if
I'm talking about horse manure and politics and Sacramento.
I'm just going to be the devil's advocate here because, you know, you can have a noble thought. One.
We're talking about the people in Sacramento.
Saying you can have a noble thought and go into a position thinking that you're going to work on the situation, try to correct the situation. By the time it goes into legislation and a bill and a house and a this and a that, it gets watered down and things don't happen. This is what drives people crazy because they can't, you know, you have experienced this. You go in trying to do this. Why it's nice to work on a local level. And even on a local level, it's very difficult sometimes to get things accomplished. You know, I'm just saying devil's advocate. Yes.
Yeah, okay. But I also look at how many times are we going to say, you know, have him say, and the Democrat legislature say, oh, we're going to take care of the homeless. Well, we are. We've got more than half the homeless in the country's right here. Oh, well, let's do away with putting people in jail for stealing anything under $950. How's that worked? It hasn't. All these things that they say, you can't tell me that they don't know in their inner heart that it's all BS. And we got to take a break here.
Coming up.
For the news.
Yeah.
And hopefully Congressman LaMoffa will call us right at 8:05.
He's scheduled.
It's always a toss-up, you know.
Yeah, and he's scheduled. His flight could have been delayed. There's all these storms. If he's home. But do you realize how many power outages and storms that are happening on the East Coast? Got to go.
Okay, we'll be right back.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, and the good thing that the world keeps turning our way.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Reports of any damage or injuries.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a quake with a preliminary magnitude of 4.7 was centered near Lebanon, New Jersey. The Fire Department of New York said there were no initial reports of damage. In Midtown Manhattan, the usual din of traffic grew louder as motorists blared their horns on momentarily shuddering streets.
And beyond Manhattan Island, the quake was felt in Brooklyn, where a booming sound was heard and some buildings shook. Even some people as far away as Philadelphia and Baltimore say they felt the ground tremble. Israel approving the opening of two border crossings as well as the expansion of a third, this to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has doled out punishment for the attack that killed 7 aid workers in Gaza, 2 officers dismissed, 2 others reprimanded. A retired general's investigation finds the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. American employers hired 303,000 people last month. Heritage Foundation economist E.J. Antoni says that while the March employment report may look good at first glance,
we continue hemorrhaging full-time jobs. On net, we're actually losing full-time jobs. We lost several thousand last month. We gained almost 700,000 part-time jobs.
Although the election is still 7 months away, another poll gives former President Trump a comfortable lead over President Biden. It's a Rasmussen poll giving Mr. Trump an 8-point edge over the president. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 237 points, the Nasdaq ahead 209 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The recent killing of an Iranian officer has Israeli officials on high alert. We get the latest from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
Israel has raised its defensive posture to high alert in the aftermath of being presumed to be behind the assassination of a senior commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Leaves have been canceled for combat soldiers and many serving in intelligence. And recently released reservists have been recalled to active duty. Israel's cyber units have altered navigational apps to confound weapons using GPS guidance systems. Iranian voices threatening severe retribution against Israel include President Raisi. Israel's domestic intelligence agency reported a plan to assassinate National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir and attack Ben-Gurion Airport and government buildings. At least 11 have been arrested, mostly residents of central Israel. I'm Michael Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 5th of April, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Good morning, son.
Good morning. Do you want to hear those national days?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we have National First Contact Day.
Okay.
Gold Star Spouses Day, Flash Drive, and Deep Dish Pizza Day.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, okay.
Gold Star Spouses Day. Spouses who have lost their loved one, in combat. So, big thoughts go out to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot more. But
okay.
But
that's good.
Those are the top four.
That's great.
You know,
hey, we're going to do the weather in a second, but I want to go because we've got Susan Eastman on the line from Stifel Investment. She's the first vice president of investments, and I'm sure there's a lot going on with Wall Street and the stock market and everything. Good morning, Susan Eastman. What's happening?
Good morning. Well, major averages are very green this morning after a positive jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 220 points at 38,816. The S&P 500 is positive 44 points at 5,191. The NASDAQ Composite gaining 180 points at 16,230. Active stocks this morning, Tesla down 74 cents at 170.38. AMD up $4.53, trading at 170.34. Intel down $1 at $38.73 per share. NVIDIA up $14, trading at $873.16. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is 4.365%. Over to commodities, gold is down $23 an ounce at $2,276. Silver price down 61 cents, trading at $26 per ounce. And crude oil is $86 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
It's so good to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I'm glad you could say that.
Yeah.
I know. I got a bad cold.
Oh, my God. It's going around.
I know. I thought mine was allergies. I'm still going to continue to say it's allergies. But I feel for you, babe. We're still showing
I'm
up.
I'm on the tail end.
Yeah.
That's right. I fought it with some hot toddies, too, during the week.
Yeah.
You know, that better help us.
That works
okay.
For everything.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
That's Susan Eastman at Stifel. That's Stifel Investments. She's the first vice president, and she's located at Park Marina Drive on the second floor. Give her a call at 530-244-7199. We always like to hear what's happening in the market minute. Now, today, slight chance of showers and mostly sunny. If you look outside right now, we've got the beautiful sun breaking through with our highs of 57 today. Mostly clear tonight, then areas of frost with our overnight lows of 36. As we progress through Saturday and Sunday, and Monday, our weekend, beautiful Saturday, 57, partly sunny, mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 63. And Monday, sunny, we're going to go back up to that high of 70 on Monday, and Tuesday, 78. So your down cover is going on, off. But anyway, so there we go. As we progress to Wednesday's 80 and Thursday's 82. So make it a great weekend with that forecast. Know that we're still going to have a chance of rain throughout the weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
On the line is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning,
well,
Doug.
Well, you missed my rant where I was filling up my truck yesterday at $4.78 a gallon, thinking myself blessed to only pay that much, and realizing that the average in California is $4.90 a gallon. And it just stuck in my craw that people are getting just killed out here on gas prices, you know, the cost of food, everything's going on. I mean, does anybody back in the leadership of the White House and the Democrats, do they understand this at all?
Well, whether they understand it or not, the aren't taking action on it, because the action is to make it even more difficult to produce energy, you know, whether it's drilling, exploring, the pipelines needed, all the infrastructure. And they're anti-oil and gas and are forcing everybody into electric everything, vehicles, leaf blowers, you know, it's all coming down the pike here. And so, heck, even a utility rig, like, you know, a four-wheeler to run around your ranch, and guys are telling me I can't even go get one of those to do that with. It has to be electric. This is just stupid time here. And they're held in continuing these mandates, Newsom as well. So yeah, enjoy a buck and a half higher just to be in California for fuel, and that's it. It's if people are going to keep voting these guys in that have these policies, then they need to enjoy it. So, and I know that's not us, Carl. I'm just...
No, I understand. They keep getting elected, and things keep getting worse, and yet there's no change. I don't know if this is something like it takes, I don't know, you know, an epiphany, you know, the solar eclipse lasts for 2 weeks or something like that. I'm not sure.
Well, see, these guys, these climate change people or style people are also trying to make the solar eclipse this big scary thing, though. Be careful out there. They're trying to attribute all these things that are going to happen. You know, this isn't apocalypto or something. It's not going to be this big catastrophe. It's going to get kind of dark for a few minutes, and it'll get light again. You know, it's not a big deal. It's kind of like a cloudy day. But government's trying to get people worried about that, because they do best when they can get people in a panic over the slightest thing.
Well, what's the big thing that's going on back there with y'all?
We've been on Easter break for a week and a half now. So right now it's basically hand to mouth. You know, we had to do a stinky spending package here before we left, and you know it gets us through now the end of the year. So we're just the place is kind of at each other's throats, and even amongst the Republicans, and it's pretty discouraging right now.
Oh well, that's good news.
Yeah, well, I'm not here to
I understand
I'm
that.
I'm not here to fill you full of smoke.
Yeah,
Carl, Linda, listeners, it's kind of a drag right now. Stuff is getting ground out. It's getting done. We're keeping the lights on, but we're not doing great work. It's just hand to mouth.
I really don't even know what to say, and because the...
Well, I don't know what to say either too much, Carl. I mean,
yeah.
You know, the basics, like, okay, so, I mean, it's the same old stuff I talk about with my committee work is water storage, timber, agriculture, mining, resources, and building our infrastructure so we can handle it. It's not exciting. It's just the basics. We need to generate electricity. We need to have, you know, all these things that we can do well around here. We need to take our forest materials, and let's try to make biomass power out of that one way or the other, you know, and put people back to work in our neighborhood and not burn the forest down.
What?
Instead, have it be fire safe and all that stuff. This is the stuff I work on all the time. Then other things with the, you know, transportation infrastructure on that committee I serve on, to not have these guys embrace, like, well, we need to start taxing people even more to drive their car, because, you know, they want to get you out of your car, and not have climate change completely take over every aspect of our personal lives, because the CO2's got up, you know, 0.005% over the last decade or something.
I love that question you asked those the climate people from the government on how much carbon dioxide's in the system, and they had no idea. And these are the people leading the charge to change things. They were saying 5%, 10%, and it, what is it, 0.002 or something, or 4?
0.004. So when you look at the decimal points involved,
yeah,
they're at least two places off, and that's like 100-fold. You know, if you said 4%, you'd be 100-fold off from what it actually is, 0.04. And that's what they're saying. And these are the people, as you said, these are the folks pushing agenda, or the decision makers. I've asked Secretary of Transportation if he knew the number, Secretary of Ag if he knew the number, and what do they keep pushing forward with? You know, transportation being changed to electric, and agriculture has something called climate smart that they're pushing, you know, which means less tilling of your land. Like, well, do you think I go out and till the land more than I need to at the cost of the diesel you're just talking about? You know, it's farmers are generally looking at the new ways of doing things. We use laser guided equipment in the past. Now we use GPS guided equipment to level the land precision here, so we can use less water, use less pesticides, things like that, to help control weeds, because you have a precision leveled field, and you can make less trips around the field with your tractor or your combine by having this stuff guide the path, and your driver doesn't have to be, you know, a perfect driver, because the GPS is guiding your header width and how much overlap you're disking or you're cutting your grain or whatever. So, you know, we're happy to embrace technology as it makes sense to us, you know, as farmers, as everybody else. You know, there are people using laser sighting for in engineering and construction and stuff. So people are willing to use this, but they're not willing to have it crammed down their throat.
Well, speaking of technology, we need to take a couple-minute break here so I can keep my lights on.
Yes,
so we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back with Congressman Doug Lemon.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's April, so you know what that means. Hot cars! And Cool April Nights is back, April 19th to the 28th. It's going to be bigger than ever. So mark your calendar for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shine, a drive-in movie, cornhole tournament with $1,000 in prizes. Don't forget to dust off your lawn chairs for the big cruise on Friday, April 26th. End the week by coming to the biggest show and shine of them all at the Civic Auditorium on Saturday, April 27th. There will be 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, a variety of vendors, and lots of chances to win prizes at our annual Poker Walk or Raffle City. Get your tickets today at any of the 8 local Napa Auto Parts stores to avoid the line. Cool April Nights returns April 19th to the 28th, so mark your calendars. For a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Free Fire Radio. Marty Robbins. Ooh. 8:19 in the morning.
That was right away.
Of course I do.
Is it because you love your westerns?
Well,
you know what that song is from?
What do you mean?
Was it just
Big Iron?
Was it from a movie?
No. It was just one of his.
Okay.
Yeah. 8:20 in the morning here on the 5th of April, and our guest is Congressman Doug LaMaffa. And I'm trying to get the right pronunciation, Congressman. I'm really trying here. LaMaffa. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we got somebody. We have somebody here that's got a question for you. Let's see if we can make this work. We've only been doing this for 15 years, and sometimes we still have a problem with it. So, who's our caller?
Ron,
do you have a question for Congressman LaMaffa?
I hit conference. That's supposed to make it work. So.
Okay. I tell you what.
Are they there? Are you guys there?
Ron, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
what's your question?
Okay. The borders are wide open. Not only are drugs coming across the border, but the illegal aliens are coming across the border.
Awkward silence.
I'll tell you what he asked. It's not working. What's the question?
Gangs are coming across the border, and these are the same gangs that killed that young lady.
Okay.
So how are you going to close...
Sounds like you need some new wiring there, Carl.
...and Kamala Harris to task? Somebody in the Congress and the Senate needs to grow get a backbone and take... Biden, I call him out.
Okay, I got the question. Thanks, Ron. Okay, hang up on Ron. Okay, Congressman, this is what he asked. When is somebody going to do something about the border? We've got not only drugs, sex trafficking. We've got gangs coming across. They're building new gangs. They're killing people throughout the United States. And yet, it seems like nothing's being done. What can the Republicans do to try and stop this, or at least slow it down?
Well, we passed legislation early on in this Republican majority in the House called H.R. 2 that puts a lot of pieces in place to solidify our border with personnel, with resuming the funding for the fence building. And I went to a tour down there, a couple, 3 months ago near Tucson, where we went on down to the actual border itself, not far from a place called Naco. And the steel that Trump, bought and put in place is still laying there in big stacks. Where we got out of our tour bus at, it was, you could look a half a mile in each direction and see, almost endless stacks of the steel, the girders looking stuff that they used to make the 18-foot high fence. Still laying there, and I walked up close to it. You can see it was marked in wax pencil or whatever it is, October 2020. And so the problem lies at the Biden administration. I don't want to sit here and play blame game, but that's the executive branch is the one that can make the call on this, on whether Department of Homeland Security is doing the job or not, and the construction would be resuming under whether it's military construction or whoever's being asked to handle that, like it was happening under Trump. You had Army Corps of Engineers large charge of that. But there's other entities, obviously private contractors doing the work. And there's private ones that are willing to continue doing the work if they can just get paid. And, you know, they're trying to work with states, like when Arizona was a little more friendly towards it, so they put that wacky governor in down there. And what Texas is attempting to do. So what do you have? You have the Biden administration suing Texas from doing things on their own to stem the tide, at least on the Texas border. You know, just they're just putting up razor wire. They might use these you know, empty shipping containers and stack them up, whatever it takes. And they are a good deterrent, you know, but you have to have a continuous deterrent there to make it work. And so you have, when I visited a different time down a little farther west on Arizona a couple years ago, you could see them just pouring across the border there where the gaps are in the fence. Biden, for a moment, kind of promised, like, well, hey, we'll go fill these gaps a little bit. They never did anything about that. So if you at least you have a continuous, a solid piece of fence, it has to funnel them to one end of the other until you resume the building of it. So basically you see that this administration doesn't really care about it. The millions that have poured in, and I don't know how they get away with it. You know, we in Congress try to pass different measures or include in spending packages, and they either fail. I mean, but, you know, last, was it October? We had our own package there that was as part of a continuing resolution. That the package we voted on Friday had really good border protections in it, but about eight of our own Republican colleagues, because they didn't like McCarthy, took it down. So on Saturday, as we were hours from a government shutdown, the package had to be revised a little bit to get the support, and that stuff didn't get to be allowed in there. So I'd say that about eight Republicans helped screw this deal up too, along with 100% Democrat non-support in the House, the Senate. But Biden leading the charge and having the terrible policy to begin with. You know, Trump had put some pretty good things in place. They fought him tooth and nail on funding, and, you know, he had to move funding from military construction spending to get things going. And this is the single biggest problem I think we have of the security of our nation here. It isn't over in Ukraine. It isn't somewhere else. It's that border right there. And so that combined with how inflation is devastating us and how overspending by government is putting us in a bad way. We got about, you know, crisis A, B, and C that are really bad stuff, and it's all pretty much policy driven by Biden. Now, some folks are yelling at us Republicans for not shutting down the government in order to make a stand on that. Well, I get that, except when you look at the real effects of government shutdown, it doesn't really get you anything. I mean, all the federal employees, they're going to get paid anyway, so you didn't save money. And they'll come up with excuse like, well, we were shut down for 2 weeks. That puts us behind for, you know, 6 months on the permits we're supposed to get out to help, you know, do this project or that project someone needs for a water storage or a levee or a road or a highway. So it just doesn't work that way. And that's why, you know, I sometimes hold my nose and have to vote accordingly on some of these issues. It's not because I've somehow become interested in being a swamp creature back there, so I'm just figuring out how we navigate this time when we have so much dysfunction.
You know, I think that's one of the big questions that, you know, that people have. I mean, you see statements from Congress people, representatives, that are just horrendous, and yet nothing ever happens. The you know, and it seems like you're seeing more and more of the House and some of the Senate is just saying, I'm retiring. I've been here long enough, or I'm just retiring now, which has an impact on
Yeah, there's some of my colleagues that have been there
yeah.
quite a while, or, you know, some of them hit about 70 years old, 72, whatever, and they say, this is plenty, you know, and they're hitting the road. So that doesn't help, because now you're going to have a bunch of 37-year-olds that have no experience other than running social media making decisions. But you might say, like, well, you know, it's time for, you know, new blood. Okay, that's fine, but just know what you're going to get, right? So, I mean, those considering retirement, yeah, you've been there 20 years, it's probably fine. You know, when people talk about term limits, what should the term limit be? And I don't know what that number should be, but some people say, like, well, one term and you're out. Like, well, all that does is give advantage to
that's crazy. Staff, that's just
the people
crazy.
Across the street,
yeah.
The regulators, the lobbyists, all that can bamboozle you for, I mean, you know, so what should it be 6 years? And the state legislature is 6 years in the assembly. And I've been on both sides of that. I voted for term limits as a private citizen, and then I was in there. And 6 years, that came and went pretty fast down there. So I know it sounds bad as a politician to say, well, we need to be there longer, you know, but I think if you wanted to just pick a number, I'd say, you know, 20 years in Congress would be enough, then move along. But, you know, the term limit is obviously established by what the voters do. You know,
yeah, like here we just voted to have two terms. We did term limits for the Board of Supervisors. That just passed. Now, Congressman,
yeah, so it's 2 4-year terms. That's eight years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Down here in Butte County, you know, I went through that 20 years ago with, you know, 15 years ago with people I know and one I knew very well. And I looked at that. As a citizen who wants term limits, who wants, you know, get this dead wood out of there. And one I knew personally there was like, you know, two terms isn't quite enough when you have to fight to get things through. That's, you know, it's like a good general plan or things like that. And you get all this resistance and to get the people in place that understand. And so I was actually an advocate like a three-term limit isn't unreasonable for county supervisors. So, you know.
Yeah.
That would have been, if I was a Shasta resident, I would have said a three-term limit would have been just as easy of a sale, you know, and so you get what you get because it goes by fast. And when you have good people in place, it flies by, then you got to figure out another one. And it just seems like elective office doesn't always attract good people that are focused on what the heck they're supposed to focus on, you know?
Well, Congressman,
crazy. Why don't good people want to do this stuff? Because they'd rather, you know, live their lives and not be under the constant proctology exam that it takes to be in the job. You know,
what's it feel like to get a colonoscopy every day? Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something I thought was very positive. This is a bipartisan bill that you've introduced with a Democrat about grazing. And and I thought that what a great idea that was. And I'd like you to expand on that a little bit when we get back. So we're going to take a couple minutes, but this portion of the show brought to you by, I got to say this just for you, Doug. It's Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a better-known business. They've been there since 1960. And it's the only place I get a haircut. It's a great place. I call them up at 530-244-9478, make an appointment, or you can just drop by. If they've got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. It's also man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back after these 2 minutes.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer. Garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Here with Carl and DeBott. Linda is taking Buford out right now. He's evidenced a need to go outside. 8:34 in the morning here on the 5th of April. And our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And Congressman, you introduced a bill that I saw on a press release that has to do with not only helping ranchers, but also reducing the chance of wildfires. Can we talk about that?
Hey, Carl, yeah, it's just sensible that in open rangeland there that's interspersed with forest or even just grasslands, that grazing helps to keep the fuel down that will cause or help spread fire. And so what we're seeking to do in the legislation is just simplify the process for grazing permits, especially if a fire has occurred somewhere and people have lost out on their grazing land, and that they can transfer that for a period of time to another area that they can graze in that's actually, you know, not detrimental to the forest or the environment, but speed up that process instead of the usual slow bureaucracy on that, because, you know, the grazers are frequently run into roadblocks towards being able to initiate any new grazing land or keep the leases they have. I mean, oh, now you got to do a NEPA. You know, why do you got to study everything with a NEPA that's established and ongoing? You know, a NEPA process, which is kind of like California's CEQA, a long involved process of analyzing every fish and bug and piece of dirt. That is a way to say no to things. It's a way to stall things. It's a way to price people out of doing the thing they would have liked to apply to do. And, you know, it, very little environmental protection actually comes from these. It's just more filing. So what we're looking at here is that, especially in the event of fire, that people with livestock can transfer them to a different grazing area expeditiously that's still appropriate. So it's a good bipartisan bill. The colleague from New Mexico, they suffered horrendous wildfire, including ones that were set by government there that ended up burning 300,000 acres or something like that. And hey, I'm in favor of prescribed burns, and that we should be doing a lot more of them to control this material. But, you know, you got to use your head about how you do it. You hear story after story when we're fighting forest fire here, how the folks that come in from somewhere else are lighting backfires at the wrong time of day with the wrong wind conditions, you know. So, and then they actually make a worse problem. But backfire done properly, say late at night under a controlled condition, and you're going to put it out before the morning winds come up, it could be a useful tool. So on and on, you know. So it's really about trying to advance a little more fire safety, as well as help the ranchers out with the grazing they need anyway for their livestock.
Well, do you feel like, you know, I see these different things that are happening, like there's this conservation thing up in Montana where they're taking hundreds of thousands of acres and they're reintroducing buffalo into that. And it's just wondering what kind of impact it has on the cattle industry up there. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
I'm more concerned when they introduce wolves and grizzly bears. You know, buffalo is something that's been kind of coexisted for a long time. But, you know, who's sitting around thinking up that, hey, we need to reintroduce all these things to an area? Why? What's wrong with what's going on there? It's just somebody's idea in a tall building somewhere that we have to, wouldn't this be great, you know? It's
like, well, we have friends.
No, this isn't really helpful.
We have friends that live in Viola, not live there, but they have a, you know, a place up there, and you know them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got They've got video of wolves in Viola. I mean, do people know that?
Crossing the street and not afraid of cars.
Yeah.
The cars are pulling over, and they're just, they're huge. And there was, like, what, three of them?
At least three that we saw. So, yeah.
Not unlike illegal immigrants just walking right past you coming across the border like you saw in Arizona when I was down there.
Oh, if they're not just flying them in on airlines. And
usually they wait to get them in, then they stick them on, give them airplane tickets that we pay for. I my experience down at Tucson here a while back was when we finally did leave, I was at the Tucson airport and walking up the TSA to, get your exam like everybody else has to get, right? And so I got TSA pre, which is a real blessing to have that.
I love that. I love TSA pre.
Yeah. And you got these other folks that got this thing called Clear. They have to give eye scans and a lot of more personal information. That's a non-starter for me. But
Found out when you reach a certain age, also, Congressman, you don't have to take off your shoes.
Yeah, for regular TSA, yes.
I thought that was, that's kind of cool. I can wear boots now. Okay,
I was going to say at the border, at the TSA at Tucson, I'm going up there to do the thing, and then I see these two fellows, they're African fellows, I mean, from Africa, you can just tell, and you can hear a little bit of their accent and stuff. I hear them walk up there and talk to the lady at TSA, and she's asking, "You have no ID?" And they go, "Yeah, no ID. Then, okay, I need you to go back over here. So she sent them back out of the line over to a different place along the wall. And I'm kind of taking that in, and so I get through my portion of the line and up to my gate, and then just within minutes, these two guys were up there at the gate, one or two gates over from me. They flew right through with no ID.
Well,
so you tell me.
I understand it's because they have on their person something from the, not TSA, but the border people that shows that this is their day to show up in court, and that's their ID.
Sometimes it's their arrest record is what's good enough for ID. So, we're all here like a bunch of suckers playing by rules. And this is what our government is doing for those that are breaking laws, And Biden's flying them in. So, the caller earlier, was it Tim? Anyway, he was wondering what is being done. It's like, you got to lay this at Biden's feet here. And that's not just some partisan, political statement. It's the executive branch that sets the policy, the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security, in the military, and all those that would have a piece of that action are doing or not doing, So when they say, we're going to hire more border personnel, we're going to hire more judges to process asylum, no, you need to revamp what asylum means because you've misinterpreted it so badly. This is not anymore what asylum really is. It's because 90% of those folks coming up here are looking for economic opportunity, Or free stuff, if they can get on that too. And as you see in New York City and other areas where they're displacing veterans homes, they use this term migrants, okay? Migrant is a euphemism that, it makes me mad when I hear it because it just kind of glosses over what's really happening. Illegal immigrants coming to this country first action they take is break the law. Not migrants or, I think, Biden administration also calls them newcomers. Oh, newcomers. You get fleeced by the language they use. So, anyway.
Newcomers. I like that. I saw that in a movie. They were called newcomers, and these truly were aliens that had come from another planet and were assimilating into the system, and they were all called newcomers. I forget what the movie was.
That wasn't Mars Attacks, was it?
No. Another classic movie.
Okay.
Hey, Congressman, we need to take another quick break here, and we'll get right back to Congressman Doug DeMalfa as soon as we get back from these messages.
You don't believe KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition here on KCNR 96.5 FM. We do have a chance of scattered showers today. But if you look outside, if you step outside, and I hope you've gone out on this beautiful morning because we do have, rays of sunshine coming through. Actually next week we're going to be in the 80s, but we're progressively going up a little through, the temperatures each day. But throughout the weekend here we do have some scattered showers. So make it a beautiful weekend. On the phone with us is Doug LaMalfa, and how are you, our congressman as well? I mean, I know, is that too personal to call you by your first name?
It's what my mom does, so it's kind of okay, Linda.
Hey, Congressman, we just had a spot on talking about the problems we're having with insurance here in California. It's just getting worse. I understand Florida's going through the same thing, but people are losing their insurance. If they can get insurance, they're paying four or five times as much as they did before. Is this something that needs to be raised up to the federal level?
Well, it's generally been a state issue, and the federal government doesn't generally come in and do things a whole lot better than, you know, I mean, you'd probably rather have it more localized as possible. But
yeah.
The things that we can do, we're actually working a bill with Mike Thompson, another bipartisan bill, look at that, on incentivizing people with tax incentives to do more to make their property and homes more attractive to being insured. You know, it's just more fire safe type activity, so people can apply for grants and loans, et cetera, different aspects of that to do their property cleanup. Because what it really boils down to for insurance is what is your risk, and you know you have a pool of people are to be insured that you know take a whole community, right? So they all want to be insured for the unfortunate one that might lose their home to a fire or what have you. Well, when you're talking about being adjacent to a forest, that you could lose a whole town, and so. For example, with Paradise, 90% of the buildings were lost there. Obviously, with the car fire, a tremendous amount of damage to the west side of Redding, and some dog fire farther south. as well. So insurance companies look at that like, well, we don't want to go back there. But what I'd ask is, have you actually really looked at what the risk is now? So take the town of Paradise, which was, again, a big, big wide area. Hundreds of thousands of trees are no longer there that either burned at the time or scorched trees that have been removed. That stuff's all gone. The landscape is completely different. You can see down in the valley from where Paradise you never could before, you know. And so it's a whole different type of risk now, a much lesser one from forest fire, that kind of fire. And so the people that are building their homes and business buildings back are building it out of completely new material of, you know, stucco walls or different roof material. They don't have the type of vents that can suck embers into the attic. You know, you think your house is safe, but you've got embers in there. And hours later, when you think it's the price is over, the fire starts burning inside the attic. So there's different ways, different construction that will help make a home much, much more fire resistant in even still in a wooded area. So what's the risk there? The risk has dropped dramatically. And yeah, I know insurance companies paid out a lot on that thing, and some smaller ones that were riding insurance in Paradise, they folded because they were way overextended on the amount of loss they had for versus the amount of customers. And you might have people that are underinsured on what their value of their home is, and they find out when the bad thing happens that they aren't going to be able to come close to building it back to what they had. Even the insurance premiums themselves, this isn't going to be popular here, but
that's exactly where I was going.
If they're lowballing how much they're getting in order to get business, like somebody's maybe a little more fly-by-night, oh, yeah, we'll get your home insurance here for X. And if they're not charging enough commensurate with the risk, then they are going to be gone. And then so someone else is left holding the bag via, you know, financial aid or government has to come in, you know. So, I mean, when you talk about Florida, too, the stuff along the coast is hurricane-prone. So I have to kind of ask the question, like, well, how often do you keep rebuilding the hotels on the beach when, you know, every 5 to 7, 10 years it's going to get smacked by a hurricane and you're going to have hundreds of millions of dollars of damage? At what point is that not the insurance company's problem or the federal government bailing it out's problem? Is, you know, where's the responsibility start to lie, too? But that's a less popular thought.
Well, Doug, I have a question for you, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners do as well. I mean, can there be legislation? I'm not sure. I mean, help me here with this outside looking in question regarding insurance companies pulling out of California, leaving people desperate here in Redding, actually, to be uninsured or having to go to this, I don't even know what it's called, California something.
The fair plan,
and whether they can get it or not. Now, we do have friends that are realtors, and we're seeing that they're getting houses, but we've been told that they're coming in with cash. People are buying houses for cash, but then they're finding out that, well, wow, even if we pay for cash, by the time we pay for an insurance, it's $1,000 or $2,000 a month to be able to have some land, and the California dream then expires. So can there be some kind of legislation that forces the insurance company, yes, even through the tragedies, that they have to remain?
I'll put up my libertarian flag here for a second, small L. How can you force somebody to do business?
And that's the answer. How do you force somebody to keep their business going when they're losing money
and without raising
their prices astronomically? And I totally agree with that. I don't want somebody to force me to keep the station going if I'm losing money. Oh, but you do this, and you have to keep that on the air.
Yeah, you have the emergency broadcast system.
Yeah, you have the emergency broadcast system. Right.
We need you to do that. Like, well, then I got to be paid for it. I can't. And so, you know, I mean, nobody cries for insurance companies or PG&E or banks or a lot of other big things like that. But at the bottom line, anybody that is in business has to be in the black on that, or they're not going to be there very long. So for insurance in California, you know, you got the insurance commissioner who would not allow them to raise rates of what they were asking for. I'm not saying the rate was the right amount or wrong amount, but when he's keeping it down so he can go to his next election and say, I kept insurance rates, you know, capped, well, that means insurers are going to start withdrawing. First, they're not going to write new policies, right? And as current policies start to expire, they're going to decide, like, well, I'm not going to write this anymore. And so you got a customer hanging out there. Yeah, they need to do something because not everybody can come in and pay cash to, you know, I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to build a home or rebuild a home, you have to have insurance for during the construction period. No one wants to write that. Like, well, I have enough money. I can just cover it myself. Sure. That's not very many people have that, but let's say you do. And then at that point, you've gotten through construction. You've got all the permits. You've got all the inspections. Boom, you got your house now. And now you have to, okay, now I want to get insurance just to keep the house. And nobody will write that. So now you're self-insured, right? Maybe you'll be lucky. Maybe you built the home out of the right materials. And, you know, you're a non-smoker. You don't have any of the risk levels, all that. All the trees are gone around your place. You're very diligent about how you have your, you know, setback with no trees and bushes. You know, your defensible space, they call it. You do all those things right. Yeah, you probably could self-insure if you do all those things exactly right. But if there's an accident and it burns down, even because, not because of forest fire, just because of, you know, I don't know, a kitchen fire or something, or a bad wire on an antique lamp or something, then you're way out there. So
yeah.
I don't know how I can be part of mandating somebody has to come in and just stay here and insure, or you know, a business stay open that's losing money every single day because, you know, it's something needs to change, and something needs to change about how we manage forests, how we manage risk, and lower that level of risk. So my bill on that with Mike Thompson is just going to try and help a little bit on having people's homes become more fire resilient,
for
new homes going forward have that. And that helps. You know, how do we get the insurance folks back to the table? Well, California is a hostile place to do business for a whole lot of reasons. And if you look at the myriad of regulations that the insurance commissioner and others are putting on writing any kind of insurance, whether it's health insurance, life insurance, homeowners, auto, what have you, it's going to be a lot higher to do it here in California. Hey. And so they're going to make a business decision to say, you know, we can't afford to be here.
Okay. Now, we've got like 3 minutes left. So this is one you can answer quick. What do you do for fun? What do you do for fun?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in this, and you're seeing all this stuff come in.
Flying back and forth.
Thousands of pages of legislation. You got crazy people around you. Flying back and forth. What do you do, Congressman,
for
fun?
Blow up bed in, you know, Washington. Go ahead.
I have to think about that a little bit. I like just doing stuff around the ranch here, whether it's, fiddling with the play cars, or, you know, whatever my son's doing, or even just working. I mean,
driving a tractor. That would be, to me, would be relaxing for you.
This stuff around here is what I just like doing day to day. I mean, you know, once in a while, I guess vacations are all right, but I mean, vacations can kind of be a bit of a rat race too. So,
how about Cool April Nights?
Yep.
Are we going to see you during Cool April Nights?
All depends how jammed the schedule is. I always like coming up for that, though. You know, it's fun to see all the cars. So, you know, cars are kind of the weakness, you know.
Yeah,
so,
you like cars.
But, like, for example, when we had the congresswoman from Hawaii was out here a week ago, and we toured her around our district somewhat. She's the one that represents Lahaina, which burned down, you know. So she came here. We went to Paradise and talked to those folks and looked at, you know, fire prevention and fire damage and all that stuff. And then we returned the favor, went over to Lahaina, and saw their devastation over there. So we're trying to find common ground and things that we can do to help them and Lahaina on their recovery, since, you know, it's been 5 years on Paradise and they're right in the beginning of theirs, but also strengthen the whole hand for everybody on better process with FEMA and others on that. So, you know, that was that was work, but in a way it was kind of fun too. But I didn't go to the beach, okay? Just so everybody listens, I wasn't fooling around on that trip to Hawaii. So,
so we're not going to see you in a thong on the beach. Is that
but,
what
but
you're
wait,
saying?
How is the rebuild over there?
You're not going to see that anywhere. No, what was the question?
How is the rebuild? We only have just like a minute left, but how is the rebuild?
They're only about, you know, a few months since it's been August, and so they're working at clearing away, you know, the lots and things, and it's a little more methodical. Well, they, you know, there's less of a learning curve and such, so they're doing okay, but they're going to continue to need help and make sure the process stays on track to help the actual individuals there and not have, you know, others come in and take advantage of these properties and such.
Yeah.
You know, there's hype out there about that, but I haven't really seen that's happening far a lot yet.
We have to run. But we so much appreciate you coming in and talking to all of our audience and all the people. And congratulations on your primary win and and your continued work for your constituents back there in D.C. We appreciate
that.
Thank you, Doug. All right.
Thank you, Congressman.
Take care. All right. Hey, everybody have a great weekend. It's going to be cold. It's going to be raining. It's going to be clearing off. It'll be a beautiful week next week. God bless America.
I won't.